All right, I'm going to go ahead and call to order the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board for August 15th, 2024, at 6:30 p.m. And the first thing we're going to do is say the Pledge of Allegiance. Flag is over here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And moving down our agenda. Okay, so now we're going to move to agenda item number two, which is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on an agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anyone have public comment before we start? Okay, seeing none. Yep. We're going to do roll call. Sorry about that. Okay, so we'll back up and we'll do roll call. We'll start with Paul. Paul?
Paul Thomas.
Earl Barbeau.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Stephanie Jordan.
Jill Leyva.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner's Liaison.
Steve DeMera, Clark County Commons.
Okay, and that's everybody. So we're moving on to agenda item number three. We need to do approval of the minutes for the August 1st, 2024 meeting. Do I have a motion? All right. We have a motion to approve. Do I have a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then moving on to the next agenda item, approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting, which is August 15th, 2024. Do we have anything that we're holding or combining or deleting? Are we good?
No.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to accept the agenda?
Motion to accept the agenda.
Okay. And a second? Second? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Do we have any informational items?
No informational items.
Nothing? All right. Then we're going to go ahead and move to the first part of this agenda. Okay. All right, so this is number WS240326, Torres, Alisa, and Jamie Garcia. We have waivers of development standards for the following: a setback for an attached carport, two, increased hardscape area within the front and side yards in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.16 acres in an RS5.2 residential single family zone, generally located on the south side of Skyview Drive, approximately 531 feet west of Arden Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here? Was that the ones that came late?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll trail this one then. Mm-hmm. All right, then we'll move on to the next one. All right, so the next item on the agenda is DR240374 JDS Surfaces LLC. This is a design review for an addition to an existing office warehouse on 2.5 acres in an IL or industrial light zone within the airport environs, generally located on the north side of Judson Avenue in 245 west of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes, ma'am. George Rogers, architect, R-O-G-E-R-S, 6325 South Jones, representing the applicant.
Okay.
And we appreciate staff's review of this item. It's an expansion of an existing industrial project on Judson. It's more of the same building in the back, and it just about can't be seen from the street, really. It's all behind the building that exists right now on the front.
Okay.
We appreciate their recommendation for approval.
All right. This is an open public meeting. Is there anyone that would like to do public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none. Board, do you have any questions?
Yeah, one question.
Okay.
Real simple. Is this currently a big shade structure behind the building?
No, sir. It's an expansion of the warehouse. The first phase went up in White, and they built on an addition to that warehouse here. And our addition that we're requesting tonight extends from this point north.
Is that all you wanted to ask?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, seeing no other questions from the board, does anyone want to make a motion?
Motion to approve per staff recommendations.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve per staff recommendations. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. All right, moving on to the next agenda item. This one, okay. All right, next agenda item is ET24400083DR210400 All Truck Parks LLC. This is a design review, first extension of time for the following. One, retail office and industrial buildings. Two, finished grade. And three, lighting plan on 0.89 acres in industrial park zone within the airport Embrons overlay. Generally located on the south side of Holt Avenue, 500 feet west of Nellis Boulevard, within the Sunrise Manor. And the applicant is here?
Yes.
Could you state your name and your address?
Yes, good evening. Dave Turner with Boffman & Turner, 1210 Henson Street, representing the applicant.
Okay.
We're asking for our first extension of time. We've already got an approved drainage study, approved off-site improvement plans. The building permit for the warehouse is ready to be issued. We just ran out of time while we were going through the permitting process. So staff's recommending approval, and we ask for your approval.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the public that would like to do public comment on this item? No? Board, do you have any questions?
I just got one question. Why do you have to raise the notice?
It's due to the actual grade of the property.
Okay. Any other questions? No? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
So I have a motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, there you go.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Have a good night.
Okay, we'll move on to the next agenda item. All right, next agenda item is VS240277 Palm Properties LLC. This is a vacate and abandon. A portion of the right-of-way being Happy Valley Avenue, located between Nellis Boulevard and Aloha Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here?
Present. Do you want to also read number four?
Is number four, this is one that's the same?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll do number four, and then we can do them together. I knew there was one that was a combine. All right, so the next item is WS240276 Palm Properties LLC, waiver of development standards to modify residential agency standards, design review for a proposed commercial truck parking lot on a 2.3 acres in a commercial general zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Happy Valley Avenue and Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor.
Chair, members of the board, George Garcia, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210 Henderson. Pleasure to be before you. And I've got it on the screen. You'll see the project site, southwest corner, Happy Valley and Nellis. And then I'll just walk quickly through the zoning, as you mentioned, is the land use, I should say, first is the corridor mixed use. And you can see that whole kind of strip along Nellis is all that new designation. Then the zoning commercial general, and again, kind of corresponding to that. The rest of it to the kind of around us to the north, east, and west are apartments. We have commercial to the south, and then the rural to the west. What we want to do is transform this what used to be a shopping center. I'll go back to the original. You can see some of the footprint that was there, but that shopping center then or building was torn down probably, I don't know, 12 years ago, something like that. What it became then is a homeless encampment, and unfortunately, and the great part is we've been able to work with the commissioner's office, staff, Metro, and I think they all find this a much better project, and we appreciate staff's help in trying to get this worked out, but under the new code. And you can see what we're trying to do then is transform it. This adds the residential adjacency to the west where we have extra landscaping.
Okay.
We have solar lighting, but with the lighting less on the west side than on the towards the east, towards Nellis. The waiver, I'll talk about that and then come back to the vacation, which I think is straightforward. But the street originally had three driveways along the length of it going to along Nellis. And you can see kind of on the 2011, the driveways there, 1, 2, and 3, as we've labeled, that existed. The state, RTC, and the county came through and rebuilt and improved the street, taking all those out to improve the safety and efficiency of the road. You can see the driveway on Happy Valley has been there. That was the original one anyway. So we're asking essentially to build Happy Valley with all the improvements that are needed. Okay. And then at the same time, basically rebuild the driveway consistent with current design standards for commercial drives.
Okay.
And because technically, normally the driveway should be on Nellis, but because of the circumstances, putting it on Nellis, the state wouldn't like that. I don't think the county would like it. We've talked to them, and basically it violates their access management rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus stop causes safety issues there, too. So we're asking for the waiver to keep the driveway that was originally there, and that's the request for the waiver. The 5 foot on the street is along Nellis, pretty much, I think, standard. The county now basically asks us to take back the 5 feet where we put the continuation with the sidewalk landscaping, and then we maintain that. And so that concludes my presentation. Happy to answer questions.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Is anyone here to speak on this item?
Yes.
So would you like to come up? And if you just come up right to the table and then say your name and address.
Okay. This here?
For
this
yes.
Here? Okay.
Yes.
It's an email created by actually the owner of Nellis Self Storage.
And then if you give her your name and address, that way we'll be sure to have your comments.
Okay. Rebecca Brecken, and it's 3175 South Nellis Boulevard. Okay. You could put Sweet D on there because that's actually where my office is.
Okay, thanks. Perfect, thanks.
Okay, so I'm here to stand in for the owners. They're actually based in California, and I'm the only one that has a facility here in Las Vegas. Everything else they have in California. So they do oppose having the commercial truck parking lot at the 3125 South Nellis. Our property backs up, so we share a wall, so our property backs up there. In the past 3 years since I've been there at that property, the property's been used for other activities, building structures, spray painting buildings, spray painting vehicles without proper containment of fumes and particles. These activities have negatively impacted air quality days. Not just hours, but days on several occasions, causing respiratory issues for my elderly. Despite numerous issues raised, the property owners have not demonstrated good neighbor practices. It appears that they are only now seeking compliance because they have been caught conducting, this is by my owner, caught conducting business without adhering to the city regulations. The neighborhood is already an ongoing significant transition as experiencing tremendous increase of homelessness and crime.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing we need is a business with a checkered past, which has contributed to the decline of the area. These are the additional concerns. The presence of chemicals and hazardous materials being stored without proper oversight. Inadequate fencing, which fails to secure the property and allows unauthorized access. It's true, it's a small fence, it says hi. A lack of security, despite promises of a 24-hour guard. Now the gentleman that was running it before, Robert, had told me there would be a 24-hour guard. I have never seen a guard and I've been there 3 years.
Okay.
The type of trucks used in the facility with no clear information on what they're carrying, including the risk of transportation or transporting hazardous materials. No transparency around the office, what office hours, and management of the property. No inspection or regulation of out-of-state trucks, raising concerns about what is being transported into our community. And the presence of drugs and, in the trucking business, they call them law lizards, but prostitution, which is known in that area, okay? Which further degrades the safety and reputation of the neighborhood. Most critically, There are several schools in close proximity of this area. Poses a severe risk to children and families. The potential exposure to hazardous materials, increased traffic, and associated dangers make this proposed development especially unsafe for the most vulnerable members. Now, they just built a senior site and they're building Beezer homes right down the street. The thought of hazardous materials being stored and transported so close to schools is alarming and unacceptable. Additionally, there are serious concerns regarding safety, fire safety, and emergency preparedness. What measures are in place for the fire prevention, especially concerning chemical fires? Are there adequate alarms for potential chemical exposures? Can emergency vehicles access the site in compliance with the regulations? We also question whether the property has obtained all the necessary permits for its operations, as these are crucial in ensuring safety and compliance. We were hopeful that the planned new housing development, meaning the Beezer Homes and the new senior community on Vegas Valley, right? Mm-hmm. Would bring positive change and reassurance to the community. This business, however, has been a detractor, bringing down the neighborhood. With the new housing development on the horizon, we have opportunity to revitalize the area. Allowing business to continue would be a step in the wrong direction. As the property manager, meaning me, Rebecca Brecken, of Nellis Self Storage, located at 3175 South Nellis Boulevard, I am deeply concerned about the safety, well-being of our employees, customers, and surrounding businesses. Despite assurances from the property manager, was Robert, this is a gentleman I have dealt with on and off, about security measures, these have not been observed. Furthermore, several customers have reported thefts, including break-ins, catalytic converter thefts, after storing their vehicles at 3125 South Nellis Boulevard. We are committed to ensuring safety and security of our facility and surrounding community. The activities taking place at 3125 South Nellis Boulevard go beyond the scope of commercial parking and raise significant concerns. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.
I did email it to them. I'm sorry?
Your name?
Rebecca Brecken. Brecon. Would you like to keep this?
Sure.
Okay, and I did also email it this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
And did you also want to speak on this item?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, if you want to come up. And then just state your name and your address.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My name is Michael Dias, D-I-A-S, 3559 Katmai Drive.
Okay.
Paul, Earl, Jill know my history on this board. I was a member of the board for over 30 years. I want to address what the gentleman has not really addressed tonight, is that this property is being used for the storage of semis. It is an eyesore when you're going down Nellis Boulevard currently. I don't see any improvement in it. With the landscaping they're going to put around there, there'll still be semis being used in a residential area. These semis should not be accessing Happy Valley to go in and out of this property. For over 30 years, we tried very hard to improve the viewscape of Nellis. These type of properties used to be more in the industrial area down towards Nellis Air Force Base. We successfully changed that, and we don't have that light there anymore. This property is being used as a blight. It is a negative to Sunrise Manor, and I strongly wish that you disavow both of these items.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Anything new else? Would you like to come up and address what's been said?
So let's start kind of a little bit of reverse order. So one of the questions was, do we have permits yet? And obviously, as you know, we have to get through this stage before we can apply for permits. But those permits would include, you know, putting up the fence. We would put up the fence. That's required, so that would be 8 foot, and that would provide additional screening. Right now, the fence that's there is not attractive, and it gets tagged constantly, so kind of keeping up with that is a mess. So that would go away and be replaced with a new fence. And then, and I can show you kind of what that, the fence kind of looks like. So there would be the fence. There'll also be, with this, there's the guardhouse that will go become permanent. There'll be a carport with solar on it as well. And then for the security, we worked with Metro on coming up with the security plan. So there'll be security cameras that are motion activated and can light up. And so that will both record and notify the property owner, and then those documents will be available to Metro. So the issues of drugs and prostitution would be recorded if there are any that Metro brings, you know, the concern. So they were, you know, these were the recommendations we kind of got working with them. So that would address, you know, those issues. Clearly the site is indicated is not attractive. My client's seeking to acquire the site and clean it up, and started leasing it and then found out you couldn't do that. So this is trying to clean up that and correct that matter. But at the same time, trying to improve the property. So that includes, you know, you gotta pave it. The landscaping is extensive, as you can see, so that will add beauty. It's absent now, and you know, provide still a vital need for the trucking, which is, as code enforcement we talked, it's a dilemma, because they don't, you're not supposed to park trucks on the streets anymore, right? So to get the trucks off the street, but at the same time have a safe place to go. And one of the problems is that the truckers, and there's a little thing called Jason's Law, where a trucker was, you know, basically bodily harmed and died. And at the federal level, they basically encouraged all the states and the local jurisdictions to find places to accommodate safe, I'll call it a safe haven, for these people to park their vehicles and be able to conduct a business in a, you know, in a responsible manner. And so this is basically an effort, I think a good effort, to do that in a respectful way. And I'm not arguing that what was previously there is attractive or desirable. So this would replace that with a much better facility. It's much needed, and you know, put it back to a productive, you know, use that's safe and secure. Okay. And again, happy to answer any other questions, but please try to respond to some of those.
Okay, board members.
Yeah, I'd like to start it off.
Go ahead.
I drove by again today just to check it out, and I don't know how that came to be there, but it's been there a long time.
Yes.
And trucks, it doesn't look like it's one company. Is it, you're gonna have different trucks from different owners coming and parking there overnight?
Sure. So let me explain a couple things to get back to one, but I'll answer your question. The answer is, so there is, when truckers do it, they lease a spot, essentially. So, right, so they bring their vehicle there, they pick up their truck and go. So there'll be small companies that are leasing anywhere from one to multiple spaces.
You have 99 different drivers there.
So there could be, yeah, there could be as many as, for every parking space, there could be that many
different
drivers.
Okay.
Right. Not that that's the way it operates, but in theory, yes, it could be that.
Okay. And then in the area, it's developing very nicely. You've got nice apartment complexes right in the area, the shopping centers in the area, grocery stores, and there's a golf course over there, department stores in that area. And the fence, it does, and I know it's an attractive area for homeless, a big problem with homeless.
Right. Yep.
Especially along the golf course and the Washington Street there. The vinyl fence, it doesn't look like a permanent fence for a facility. Like, in fact, the facility doesn't belong there, actually. It's been there, you kind of grandfathered in, I understand that.
Right.
And you know, that's your wedge to get in the neighborhood. But it actually belongs in an industrial area. When you do some big over-the-road trucks like that, it belongs in a truck terminal, M2 type zoning, you know, further north on Nellis, which we have a lot of them there. But this one's here. I think it should be, if it's going to be there, the staff is recommending, I think you have to bring it up to the neighborhood standard as far as a nice block wall, like a split block wall, something fancy, you know, with nice, you got pillars on your vinyl wall, right. Put pillars on the split block wall that you'd have to completely go around it and have your setback and have your green belt with the trees and stuff hiding it. I think that would be more appropriate for the area than just putting up a vinyl fence around it and business as usual with 99 different drivers coming each night. And you definitely have a 24-hour watchman on site,
yes,
you know, to keep this stuff out, because it's going to be a big problem. It's a societal problem, the homelessness. I'm old, and I remember what it was like in the 50s mm-hmm. and 60s. I don't know how old you are.
Not old enough to remember.
Sure. But you can look back, and year after year, it's getting worse and worse mm-hmm. and worse. And I don't see any sign of it's going to be even better in the future. So look for your facility to have more problems than you're having today. And you're going to have to design it, I think, and go back to planning and rework, in my opinion, just by the way of one vote. But you need to rework that to make it up to the current standards of the neighborhood. And you do have some nice apartments there, and they have nice block walls around them, and other nice developments you pointed out. Home builders building new track homes nearby. They're building new fast food restaurants nearby. Restaurant operators are coming into the area across from the shopping center there in Sahara. A lot of nice things are happening, and it's going to continue if we make sure that we do things right. That's my theory.
Okay. Paul, did you have anything?
Yeah, other than I could say I agree with Earl. I said, you know, we do need to do something different there than this. This is not good in that area right there with, you know, other businesses and truck fumes, you know, the diesel fumes that have come in and out, and they're sitting there idle in their trucks. You know, I don't care what kind of oil you put there, that smell's going to give over into the neighbor's places. It's terrible. They used to do that behind my house, and we had to stop them from doing it. Didn't mind it for a while until he sat back here for 20 minutes running the diesel and stinking up my yard. So that's going to start happening there. That is not a good idea to put something like that in that area right there. I think you should be more looking at some better uses, like shopping centers or food places or a restaurant.
Or more apartments.
Did you have any questions?
Just a clarification.
Okay, we'll have let Stephanie ask a question.
You said the entrance, they told you that you could not have it off of Nellis, correct?
Go ahead.
Where is the entrance going to be again?
It's right there on Happy Valley. Yeah, that's the that was the kind of the area. Well, you saw on the original shopping center that there was a driveway. So we're keeping that driveway because the county, the state, and RTC closed the ones on Nellis.
Understood.
When they did that.
Okay, so the areas that these people were concerned about, the mm-hmm. senior home, how far away, what distance are we talking?
Well, they probably know better, but here's on the aerial. You can see this is a typical apartment project here.
Here.
So these are not. And then the storage, the woman that spoke, this is the storage, her storage facility to the south. So there's no immediate abutting, none of those. The Beezer homes, the new homes, nor the senior living is immediately abutting the site.
Either way it goes, it's going to be a lot of traffic. You're going to have a lot of trucks coming and going, and I'm worried about them crossing over traffic
sure.
and people trying to leave their homes. And what is that going to look like?
So unfortunately, you know, there's not really much option when they close the driveways on Nellis.
Right.
So, and while, you know, it might be better, you know, in some minds to make it something else, the problem is it's been sitting there for like a dozen or more years. And nothing has come along. Nobody's made offers to make it better until my client is trying to make better. Now, does that mean that they'll stay that way forever? No, because hopefully some of these changes that you've discussed occur. Property value will make it more desirable for something that's a higher and better use. It's just that hasn't happened, and so it's turned into a dilapidated homeless encampment. So this would hopefully be, if nothing else, kind of envisioned as a transition until something better can come along. But this does mean, to answer the other question that was raised, it was about, is there an adequate circulation for fire? Well, part of the review of staff and everything is it has to go through that review, and that the design is designed so that you can see the turning radius is on the plans that show it's designed to accommodate not only the trucks, but fire trucks as well.
Okay.
I'd like to ask planning a question. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but it's currently, it's got an operation that a lot of trucks park in the current zoning, is this use definitely allowed in that zoning?
Commercial truck parking is a use that we're seeking. This is the design review for it. So,
GC.
General commercial.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that is a use that's allowed.
Yeah. And then I'll also add that while staff is looking up to get that answer, we do have a number of people that some neighbors that signed that they were in support, as well as a number of the people, certainly, and the Hispanic Truckers Association that all, you know, want to keep this for their intended purpose. But
right. So while they're looking that up, I mean, what I heard a lot of is like rules were not followed, standards were not met, promises were not kept.
Yep.
So I think for the perspective of a lot of the neighbors, they want a good neighbor.
Right.
That is going to follow through and follow rules, and because a lot of what they said was just they had felt like they'd been lied to.
Right. No. So I can't speak to what those communications were, but clearly, if he acquires the property and makes this investment in it, then he has a reason to maintain it and have a good working relationship with people. So I think usually if you're just working on a temporary basis, kind of an ad hoc, but you start making a significant investment, which this will do, then there'll be a vested interest. It's like buying a home versus renting, right? So you own the home, you have a more vested interest. So I think it takes it in that direction. And then I think there's more reason for a permanent ownership to have a greater stake in the neighborhood and trying to maintain and work with the neighbors.
This was originally approved for a temporary construction storage for off-site water district projects.
It's been a number of things, yes, in the past.
Yeah. Vehicles, watercraft, and recreation sales, vehicle sales.
Check cashing, communications, yeah, a number of things. Go ahead.
Is there a traffic light or something there?
Nellis? Yeah. There is a operating signal, but I'm trying to remember right off the top of my head.
I don't think it's here in Happy Valley.
Yeah, there's not enough room enough traffic, I should say, for Happy Valley to trigger it. It's further. I'm trying to remember the street though, where it is.
So you're going to have trucks coming in and out of here, and no traffic. So
they have to make a right turn. Is basically what they comes down to.
Well,
yeah. It's fine. Yeah, that would be acceptable. I mean, basically, today almost all the trucking companies and when they tell you it's the safest, fastest way to go is make right turns. It's generally, you know, what the whole trucking industry follows that rule now. Yeah. So I'm not saying there's not somebody that doesn't do it, but
what about the houses behind it here on this side?
No objection from them, and we have, like I said, some of the neighbors. We actually have a lot of support. That we created the extraordinary buffer, the residential adjacency buffer now, which is larger than typical, double row of trees and an 8-foot, and then, you know, we have the 8-foot wall as well. And no objections. They're not here. They haven't filed an objection. And then when we talked, they didn't seem to have an issue. So the immediate neighbors, other than our storage owner to the south, you know, the tavern operator across the street, he's fine with it. So he was supportive.
Can I get, are you ready?
Yeah, and we're classified as a parking lot.
It was a parking lot?
Yes, we're classified in this new code, we classified as a parking lot.
Okay.
It's different than a truck staging area, things like that, or a truck stop. Those are two different uses.
Okay, well, with a parking lot, what was the definition of that? It would be a, you know, like an overnight, is there going to be gas pumps or anything like that?
No gas pumps.
Okay. It won't be a parking lot, but I don't think that's what the intent was.
If you wanted to read that into the record, just be like it. Yeah.
Parking lot, any outdoor area or partially enclosed building for parking motor vehicles, including any spaces, aisles, and driveways necessary for the function of the movement and parking of vehicles for the convenience of patrons.
Customers.
First, wait till you cross.
Are you going to go there for dinner, or are you going to go there and go buy it?
And that's kind of a confusing definition, but that's how we're classified, because a truck staging area is generally used for construction materials or something, or they're staging to collect something to go or stored there when they have construction work on a construction site.
Yeah.
And then our truck stops, obviously, what you see on the freeways and all the time, and they have restaurants and everything like that.
So this is more like a truck stop.
than a yeah, it doesn't have any retail.
I don't agree with what you're yeah. basically so, recommending.
So is the board leaning towards denial?
I'm leaning towards denial after reading that, because that's for like a parking lot for a patron that pulls into a barbershop or a beauty salon or a movie okay. theater.
Because, I mean, we can do denial on both, but that still gives you the opportunity if you want to talk with right. the neighbors
yep.
Before you get to the next level.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
So
I'd like to make a motion to deny in spite of staff's recommendation to approve.
On both?
On both.
Okay, so we have motion to deny on both. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All righty. See, this is what places where you get to read the definition of parking lot.
Well, that's just, they have their own definition. It's not yep. what Webster might think it is. It's what the county says. So we have to look at what they say, and that's what we have to take into consideration.
Okay, so let me see. Okay, so we did.
In a truck like that, they got campers inside the truck. You got the guys can go in there and sleep at night.
They can sleep, yeah. You know, yeah. Okay. All right. All right, make sure we're getting on to the next one that's up.
That was 4 and 5, correct?
Yeah, that was 4 and 5, so let me make sure we get to the next one. So this one's ZC24, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the next one up is number ZC240365, Jameson K. Richard Family Trust and Vargas Kimberly Trust. Zone change to reclassify a portion of a 3.91 acre site from a...
I think you read the wrong number.
You skipped two. ZZ24-0357, Miles Ahead Trucking.
Oh, yes. Okay, here, hold on.
Yeah.
And those are two,
so they're together.
To combine them as well.
Yeah. All right. See, I wish they had numbers down the agenda.
That'd be nice.
Because then it would be easier to keep them straight. All right. So this next one is the Miles Ahead Trucking, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's the ZC24, this one. Okay. ZC240357, Miles Ahead Trucking, LLC. This is a zone change to reclassify 0.25 acres from an RS80, which is a residential single family 80 zone, to an industrial light zone within the airport environs, generally located on the west side of Searchlight Street, 320 feet south of Washburn Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Yes. Could you state your name and your address?
Yes. Sure. Randy Christopherson.
Sorry, do you want to read the second item? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. We can do both. Okay. Okay, so this is the WS, right?
Yep,
okay. All right, so we'll go ahead and read the next one, the one that goes with that. So it's WS240358, Miles Ahead Trucking, LLC. This is a waivers of development standards for the following: street landscaping, fencing, off-site improvements, curb, gutter, sidewalks, street lights, and partial paving, and detached sidewalks. This is a design review also for a parking lot for trucks on 0.25 acres in an industrial light zone within the airport environs, generally located on the west side of Searchlight Street, 320 feet south of Washburn Road within Sunrise Manor. Now, is the applicant present?
Yes.
You are. Thank you.
Landon Christopherson, 2885 East Quail Avenue, here representing the applicant.
Okay.
Currently, this site is vacant. As you can see, there's there's four sites that are currently doing the exact thing that he's proposing to do, which is to provide fleet parking for his fleet, which would be under 11. Right now we have 11. He's not going to max out that 11. So I think he's got like 6 trucks that he'll be putting on the site. No trailers, just the trucks. So to address the waivers, again, there's a waiver of the landscaping. There's no water line out there. It'd be difficult to keep the landscaping alive. And currently there is no walls. I know that the staff says they would like to see decorative wall, but nobody's doing decorative wall out there. They have the chain link security, whereas he would be doing the chain link security along with some mesh to restrict the views inside that lot for security purposes. The offsites, again, there's no offsites adjacent to it. We're not asking to waive the asphalt. We're just asking to waive the curb gutter, sidewalk, and streetlights. We concur with, if you approve, we understand staff is recommending denial, but if you do approve it, we do concur with staff's conditions if approved. And here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. So public hearing, is there anyone here that would like to speak on these agenda items? Okay, seeing no one, Board, do you have questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Does anybody out there have any of those improvements?
No.
No, nobody's got them out there.
My understanding is the asphalt's there, but that's it. There's no.
Well, you'll extend the asphalt.
Correct. Yeah. Right. And that's what we show on the site plan, is extending the asphalt.
The sidewalks and the curbs and gutters.
Correct. No curb gutters, sidewalks.
You seem to me to be real inexpensive, real expensive for you to do your little part. If they come in and do the whole block from where all these other people are right up ahead of you, if they did all that at once, you'd probably get it for much, much less.
Right. And we agree that if they would have done it, it makes sense to extend it further to the south.
Yeah.
Those to the north, as I haven't done it, so that was our justification, is there's no...
Right.
It would tie into nothing,
the
so you'd have a sidewalk.
Yeah.
That's just basically in front of somebody's piece that goes nowhere.
Right. Well, I'm wondering if you could put something in your agreement to where when they bring in the sidewalks from all your neighbors, you'd pay for yours too.
And that's something we can discuss with the commissioner,
okay,
is to do maybe a covenant that runs along with the property that when those improvements come through, that those improvements will be done.
I looked at that and I thought, wow, you're going to have a nice subdivision here with streets, curbs, and gutters, and nobody else around. You're going to be out there on the middle of the desert all by yourself.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
There's other areas that have agreements like that.
Right.
They all agreed if they're going to do it, they're all going to do it together. When the county comes in and starts doing it, they're going to pay their share. So
that could be something, if we approve, we would...
I guess something, if we approve it, that has to be in there.
Okay. Stephanie, any questions or anything? So then, do we want to do a motion to do an approval with these recommendations and maybe what you said?
I'm going to make a motion to approve both. The recommendation on the staff's recommendations and to add an additional an agreement to do the necessary improvements as a whole.
Okay.
With all the other properties.
With all the other properties.
When everybody else, yes. Yes. Okay, we have a motion.
Motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, there you go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful evening.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody, we're unanimous on that one. For both. All right. Let's go down to the next one. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
All right. So the next one up is ZC24. 03665 Jamison K. Richards Family Trust and Vargas Kimberly Trust. This is a zone change to reclassify a portion of 3.91 acre site from an H2 General Highway Zone to an Industrial Light Zone within the Airport Evrons, located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard, 150 feet east of Sandy Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Dennis Rusk, architect.
Thank you.
The address 616 South 3rd.
Okay.
Representing the applicant.
Did you want to speak about it at all?
Well, the change in Title 30 left this parcel in Never Never Land, or someplace out there that we don't know. So the staff required that we rezone the old H1 parcel into, is it L? I'm trying to get used to all the new numbers and classifications.
But that's what we're here for. It's a housekeeping cleanup thing.
Okay.
I believe we've got staff's approval, and we're asking for your approval.
Okay, so this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to speak on this agenda item? Not seeing anyone. Board, did you want to ask any questions? Okay, so do we have a motion?
Motion to approve for staff recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion to approve for staff recommendations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, you're good to go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I'll get on my camel and hike
head
all the way back to Blue Diamond.
Oh, no.
I'll get there before midnight. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. All right. And we'll head over to the next agenda item.
See you in the next shrine meeting, maybe.
Hopefully.
Or the one after.
Yes. Okay. So that was the
item number one.
Yep. So we'll go back up. Okay. So going back to our first agenda item. All right. Make sure. So do we have agenda item WS24036, Torres, Elisa, Jamie, Garcia? Not seeing anyone. I am then going to...
You can move forward without recommendation, or you can make a recommendation. It's up to you.
Yeah, so on this one, Board, do you want to discuss this one?
Recommendation to deny.
Okay, so we have a recommendation to deny. Anybody?
Too small of an area there.
Okay. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move now to our last public comments. So comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board and council's jurisdiction. No vote can be taken on matters not listed on a posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. Would anybody like to speak in a public comment? Do you want to come on up?
Hello, all of you. It's good to see you again.
Hi.
First of all, thank you all for your uncompensated work. I think you all did a great job. Thank you very much. The lights still don't work. Oh, yeah, my name is Rafael Yuzin, 1829 Los Feliz Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89156. I can wait until I have everyone's attention.
So are you still having ongoing problems with the lighting?
I mean, yeah, we all know the lights don't turn on. I know you guys can't do anything about that, but I'll just make a comment. When do you think it'll be fixed? 5 years from now?
So we can ask staff, do you have any updates?
Depends on how many people steal it. So to be honest, we're putting it back in. It usually takes half a day with 2 bucket trucks to put in about 4 lights back in because we have to thread it. Clark County just did a $1 million contract to get outside vendors. So if no one pulled the wire out today, we would probably be done in a year with all of the streetlights. If we started today and just worked nonstop with the extra contract, so we would be done in a year. That's only if copper wire is not stolen. And we are changing, so when we do come back in, not only do we not use copper wire anymore, we use aluminum. We're starting to do old school and just string them up in the top.
Oh my gosh.
Is there any action taken to stop the theft from happening?
Yes, so Metro, we call Metro. We have a phone number for the community to call and do a police report.
Now, I also heard that they're telling the people who are buying the copper.
So we do have regulations, ordinances as well for metal recycling facilities. So to prevent them, aside from creating, it's sealed shut. I don't know if you've ever seen a pole, but there's no way, it's not like you unscrew it and just pull it.
Sure.
So people drill into the metal to pull it. So aside from using iron, I don't know, which that's what we're doing. Like everything is welded shut. Mm-hmm. We don't have screws anymore.
So so we're at the mercy of these thieves, basically, and we'll be dark and forever because they can just continually steal our metal. So that's until we can find the alternative lighting solutions.
I've got an idea.
Yes, sir.
Might think about it. I'll tell you. Beatrice, can we kind of get together with the commissioners maybe? Because this has been going on for 20 years. I worried about it, like my real mean cactus right in front of my light pole in front of my house to try to stop it 20 years ago. Can we talk to whoever sets the law and fines and penalties and double it? Whatever, to go to jail for a month or 6 months instead of 2 days. You know?
So that's the state creates those criminal penalties?
Yeah, well, I would suggest that we talk to some of these legislatures through the system. You know, have this guy call his buddy, that guy, and tell them, hey, we need to double these penalties. We need to get on television and start advertising. You will be punished.
Well,
we're doubling the fines.
We have that.
So right now, those people who could make those laws are running for election. Now would be a good time to talk to them.
Sure, sure.
Right.
Now, I had a second comment, which was, I was out of town. I didn't come to this neighborhood meeting about a site that's been constructed on Los Feliz. And in the first week of August, there was a mailer that went out to notify everyone, all the residents of this new neighborhood. It looks like Los Feliz will be a straight through traffic, just like Christie and Mount Hood. I lived on Christie my whole life. Please don't make that. Please don't let that happen. I just moved to Los Feliz. There's three houses, three houses with driveways connected on Los Feliz. He's one of them. I'm the other one. The other one's a nice lady. Please don't let that happen. All right. Is that going to happen? Is that already a done deal?
That's not a done deal.
It was a done deal. And they were going to put some beautiful half-acre homes up in there, and they were going to extend Los Feliz through there. But it wasn't going to be like a major highway. I mean, most of the traffic was going to get down Owens and down Bonanza.
I mean, if the city planners create these straightaway raceways for these people so they can go 50 miles an hour.
What they're talking about doing now, they're talking about putting in these townhomes. They're talking about putting in over 100 of them.
I've got a blueprint of what was supposed to go up there.
Right.
About 5 years ago, and I think it was 190 homes on 300 acres, and they're all and they followed the contour of the land. Beautiful land.
So that's a done deal that they're going to do high density housing up there.
No, that's not a done deal.
That one's not. No.
I need to talk.
So we'll go back to public comment because it's not supposed to be back and forth.
Sure.
But I'll give you the information. That was a neighborhood meeting. It has not come even before this board. So if they do want to go ahead and the developer wants to purchase that property, they have to do another neighborhood meeting just like that. Then it'll come before the town board, and then it'll go to the planning commission or the board of county commissioners. So there's still at least two more public hearings for that.
All right, okay. Well, I'll be there because that doesn't sound fun, right? So,
All right, it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Anyone else would like to do public comment? No?
No.
Okay. All right.
He said it all.
Okay. All right. All right, Earl, go ahead.
I'm going to try to arrange another meeting with our commissioner, Mr. Siegerblum, about that big project that they canceled and they want to put in town.
Right, right.
And I'm going to be actively petitioning along we're going to go and round up as many people as we can to come out against that project in a big way.
You're talking to the board.
I'm talking to the board.
There you go.
it's going to be in a big way. I was once the president of my homeowners association, right, and we had 120 members there, and I'm going to go door to door. In fact, I'm going to our meeting next week. We're going to have a meeting. I'm going to present the original plan for all these nice homes up there and tell them now they're going to put 400 townhomes in a little corner of that project, and that's just the beginning. And they're going to I'm going to have 120 people come and storm me down there too. So that's just in my little neighborhood. And I'm against that. That's all I can say about that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Any other public comment? Okay. So, and let's see when our next meeting is going to be. All right, so the next meeting date is going to be August 29th, 2024. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion. All right, we're adjourned. Okay.